Ruby Ryder. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 172 on October 24th, 2017. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you would like to help me spread the word about pegging, consider becoming a patron of mine so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and all those things for the people who are interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to patreon.com/RubyRyder, or click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. And remember, an extraordinary and carefully curated selection of body-safe, non-toxic toys can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure products, Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com/RubyRyder, and be sure to use that coupon code RYDER for 15% off of your entire purchase. That's RYDER. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. Okay, let's do a Patreon update.
Yes.
Barry pledged $20 a month. Thank you so much, Barry, for your generous pledge. Bill Baggins increased his pledge from $10 to $30 a month. Bill Baggins, I really appreciate your generosity. And I got a one-time donation from Thomas of $10. Thank you, Thomas. Really appreciate that donation. Gentlemen, thank you for being my patrons. Thank you so much. Let's dive right into the questions. My first question is from Heather Brewer. Heather Brewer is a somatic psychotherapist located in Santa Monica, and I crossed paths with her at a recent conference. She also found my post on Twitter regarding my recent Ask Me Anything podcast, and she submitted this question, which I thought was very intriguing, and so I wanted to put it at the top of this podcast. Would you speak to the insecurity that can arise for women from the experience of pegging? For example, fear that their partner wishes they had a penis. Ah, this is a good one. This is an excellent question and a kind of a big topic. So, first of all, let's speak to the misconception that men who enjoy anal stimulation have some leanings towards bisexuality or homosexuality. First, let me quote this study that I'm going to link to in my Linkorama from Georgetown University that found out that only about 46% of homosexual men actually have anal intercourse. So there's that. It is so solidly implanted in most people's minds, that connection of gay men equals anal sex. So that's not necessarily true, first of all. And second, the area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated really has absolutely no bearing on the gender you prefer to do the stimulating. It can be a little intimidating the first time you strap on a fake cock, basically. And it can make insecurities float to the surface about, well, what if he likes this and then he wants a real one? Well, unless he has shown any bisexual leanings or bi-curiosity in the past, then he is unlikely to all of a sudden desire hairy, muscular bodies. Now, there can be situations where men are bi-curious, but they really reject those leanings completely and put them in a little box, don't talk about them, don't think about them, and then they experience pegging, and it brings those bi-curious feelings to the surface. When that happens, then of course what you really need to do is to talk to your partner about it. Just because a man has feelings of bi-curiosity doesn't mean it's a black and white situation that he has to go out and get fucked by other men. There can be many gray areas in between that can be experienced and enjoyed as a couple. You can incorporate that into your fantasy. So while you guys are having sex, you can use that as dirty talk. You can dress up like a man, pretend to be one in your role-playing, perhaps, when you fuck him. So there are other alternatives as opposed to the black and white. Oh my God, now he's going to want a guy to fuck him. So that's important to keep in mind and just take a deep breath. Should your partner experience bicurious leanings? The other thing about the insecurities is that when you strap on a fake cock for the first time, see, women have never had one, so we don't know how to use them, okay? So you can feel a little awkward. You can feel as if you're not going to get this right, and you can also feel maybe that you're going to look silly. So regarding the looking silly, I can pretty much guarantee you if your partner has asked you to peg him, he has been fantasizing about seeing you wear a strap-on for the entire time since he asked you about it. And likely, it's going to be a huge turn-on for him. So it's not going to be that you look silly. He's going to think you're the sexiest thing alive. And he's going to be really grateful that you're exploring it with him if he was the person to suggest it to begin with. And even if he wasn't, for sexual exploration's sake, if he is open to having anal stimulation and to exploring pegging, then there's no reason for him to think that you look really silly. Of course, you know, you could step back with your strap on and try and do a helicopter and swing in a circle, and he might laugh. But the point is, it's really okay. The silly part is almost never a factor. Now, the part about you don't know how to use it very well, yeah, that takes practice. There is actually somewhat of a steep learning curve when you strap it on and discover what it actually takes to fuck someone. But there's no reason to feel insecure. It's just a learning curve. And, you know, just because there's no reason to feel insecure doesn't mean that you don't. So the best thing to do at times like that is to be vulnerable with your partner and say to them, you know, here I am and I've strapped it on and I'm going to fuck you. But I got to say, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I feel really awkward. And maybe you could help me out and talk me through this a little bit. What I find is that men have a lot of suggestions of positional things, things that don't get you as tired when you fuck someone, because they've been doing it their whole lives since they became sexual. So often they will have some hints and helpful suggestions to make it easier and to make it more smooth for your first time. Okay, one of the other issues that comes up sometimes with women around pegging is that they just feel like strapping a fake cock on will totally destroy their femininity. They're very invested in their femininity, which is not a good or a bad, it just is, and they feel like strapping on a fake cock is just going to screw that up completely. There are ways to ameliorate this effect. There are lovely, sexy, feminine things that you can wear under the strap-on. There are lovely, feminine harnesses that will hold that fake cock that actually have garters attached. So there's different things that you can do, special outfits, so that you look really, really feminine still. But another way that sometimes women look at it is, you know, why do you want me to act like a man? Well, for women who think that, I would encourage you to realize that these are really social constructs of gender. You can act whatever way you want to, and you can choose to look at this as one more way to make love. Because, I mean, lesbians use strap-on and fuck each other, right? So why does it have to be like a man? It's not really like a man. The thing is that it's such a sensual, amazing experience, and if you're able to attach something to your body and move in a way that brings your partner pleasure and have such fun together, then keep an open mind because it's not really acting like a man per se. It's simply seeking pleasure. One of the other insecurities that I've heard women talk about is, okay, if I do this to you, then you're just going to become obsessed and that's all you're ever going to want, right? Now, men can become quite taken with pegging sometimes, because imagine a situation where all of a sudden you found out you could have orgasms that were roughly 10 times as powerful as anything you've ever experienced, and that also allowed you to let go of control, to let go of being in charge, to open up and be vulnerable, and kind of let your shoulders down to all society's expectations of how a man should act. Because sometimes that can be a huge relief for men who allow themselves to do that, who have been in control 100% of the time. So there's that too. This is such a new and fascinating and enthralling thing for some men that, yes, they do get a bit caught up in it and would like to do it all the time. One of the things I suggest for couples in that kind of a situation is to actually schedule it. As unromantic as it sounds, scheduling pegging is a great idea because you usually need to do a little bit of clean out first, a little preparation, make sure you have the right equipment and stuff there on the bed or whatever. But also, that way, every time you get in bed, she's not thinking, oh, I hope he doesn't ask for that pegging thing again because I'd really rather have some normal sex or some blowjobs or oral or whatever it is you guys love to do together. And then you're not thinking every time you get in bed, whoa, I hope she pegs me this time because, you know, I cleaned out and I'm ready and I'm really wanting it. It eliminates that type of sort of unspoken conflict, if you will. So it's scheduled. You know when you're going to get fucked, right? And also it creates a situation where you can do like the sexy texting. She can send texts to you during the day that basically say, I'm just going to fuck your ass. And, you know, whatever way that you guys enjoy texting together, it can be a sexy thing. Or you can be the one texting her and saying, my ass is yours tonight. I will take whatever you want to give me as hard and as long as you want to give it to me. See, there's lots of possibilities there. It can be anticipatory. And that way it'll keep it in the fun territory for her because she'll know, okay, once a week or however often you two decide as a couple that you want to do the pegging thing, then he knows it's coming. She knows that she gets to play with it during that time. And then the rest of the time, you guys are going to be doing the other stuff that she really enjoys as well, and as do you. So that's another factor. And let's see if there's any other insecurities that come to mind regarding this experience. Oh, well, one of the things I definitely want to speak to is the fact that, okay, it's a fake penis. Well, you know what? Fake penises have a whole bunch of advantages, right? And sure, you're never going to be able to have a real one, but at the same time, think about all the advantages of a fake one. You can have it be any size you want. You can have it be any curve that you want. Length, width. You can have it be any color you want. It can be realistic if you want. It can have a huge head. It can have balls. It can be turned around if there's a curve and you guys change position and the curve of that dildo can be still hitting his G-spot. There are so many advantages. Plus the most significant advantage, which is that it never goes soft. It's always hard. So yes, never fear about the fake cock. The fake cocks are rocking it in the strap-on world. They're really, really cool things. Oh, and also you can make it vibrate. I almost forgot that one. Cocks don't usually vibrate all on their own, so that's an advantage to having a fake cock as well. And one last thing I want to mention about the whole he's gay thing. Talk to your partner. Maybe he has bicurious leanings. Maybe he has fantasies like this that he's quite content for them to stay fantasies, but he would love it if you knew that and you could enjoy the fantasies with him. So, yeah, communication. Talk to your partner. And express some of those fears and insecurities, because that's the way to work things out and to feel better with each other and to understand each other and to be more relaxed whenever you do the pegging with each other. So that is my best answer to that question, Heather. And so I'm going to put Heather's link for any of you that are in the Santa Monica area or the surrounding areas. She is very sex positive, licensed marriage family therapist, and has a leaning in the somatic direction, which is involving the body. It's great stuff. She's had a lot of training, and I recommend her highly. Thanks for the question, Heather. Okay, next letter. I am trying to find a pegging partner, just like every other man on this site. I have written an ad for a pegging personal on FetLife. Can you please tell me if it is horrible? Any advice on making this better is appreciated. Here's the body of my ad. I am a 49-year-old divorced man who is primal, and I was married to a woman who thought she was into BDSM. We tried all kinds of kink. I was never good with ropes. I like pegging. I also like oral sex. I really enjoy rimming a woman. I also like spanking. I'm a very sexual person, and I enjoy exploring my limitations. I am hoping to find a good woman that would like to explore these kinks with me. I am not looking for a one-night stand, but a regular partner with the possibility of a long-term relationship. Okay, so when you put an ad up for a pegging partner, This is the majority of what you see most of the time, is the guy giving you a laundry list of what he would like you to do with him. What is preferable, in my opinion, is to not have that laundry list. I'm a regular over at FetLife, and I know how it's all organized, and I know that that fetish list is there if people want to look at it. So rather than putting an ad in a pegging group, I would suggest that you have this ad, as you call it, be part of your profile and talk about what you're looking for. But I would actually encourage you not to put a whole lot of laundry list fetishes in the body of that profile. And here's why. We can look at your fetish list and see what you're into anytime we want. The moment that you start approaching us from a pegging perspective, especially if it's in a pegging group, there are actually guys who get into pegging groups that go through and methodically email every single woman in the group with a cut and paste email. That is how desperate they are to find a partner. Now, I am not unsympathetic with you guys who are looking for a pegging partner, but that is absolutely the wrong way to go about it. What that feels like is that you are asking us to be a fetish delivery service. Where is the curiosity about who I am? Where is your list of what you can offer in a relationship? Where is your vanilla list of characteristics about what kind of relationship you are looking for? This is all based on such a sexual list of things. And that's not a bad thing, because FetLife is a very sexual place. It's a very sexual website. But if you truly are looking for a long-term relationship, I want to know, in general, what kind of work you do. So, you know, retaining anonymity, of course. I want to know what your favorite things to do on a Saturday afternoon when you don't have anything planned are. I want to know what your hobbies are. I want to know what makes you smile, what you're passionate about. These are the things I'm interested in, as opposed to a laundry list of the sex things that you would like to do with the woman that you find. I know that these are important to you, especially after a situation where you were married and all you mentioned is that she thought she was into kink. Well, clearly that didn't work out. But at the same time, I don't know how it turned out. So perhaps that's why your focus is so on the things that you didn't get out of that relationship. As I say, if you have those things listed in your fetish list, trust that any woman who you communicate with on FetLife who is a possibility of dating you is going to take a look at that fetish list. Absolutely. When a guy emails me, that's exactly what I look at first. And it's actually really refreshing for them not to just jump down the path and go, so, hey, I saw that you like pegging and I'm really into pegging because pegging is fucking awesome. And oh my God, would you peg me? You know, you want to go out? Wow, that gets really, really tiresome. So I would like to be approached as a person. Now, if what you're looking for is just the experience of it, which is not what you say, but if you, what you're looking for is the experience of it, just go to a professional. I've said that many times on my podcast before. Because otherwise, what you're trying to do is to find a person and treat them like a professional, kind of, except you're not paying them. So it's a two-way street, you know? And there's so many different factors about what you may or may not be looking for. Are you looking for a dominant woman? Are you looking to dominate her, but you still like to be pegged? And what does the word dominate mean to you? And please make sure that you spell dominate and dominant correctly and use them in the correct places. Biggest error I see. You did not make that error in your ad. I just wanted to mention that because I see it so often. So these are the things I'm curious about when a guy emails me and says he's interested. This is what I encourage you to do. I really encourage you not to put ads in pegging groups because they're fruitless. They're completely fruitless. If you took a survey of all the guys that have put ads up on those groups to find out how many men actually have success with them, I'll bet it's less than about 2-3%. And that's being really, really generous. The thing is that pegging is a very intimate thing. It's something that most couples, not always, but most couples and most women would prefer to do with someone they're really intimate with, as opposed to having it be, on the laundry list of what you need in a relationship. And it's so funny because here I am giving you all this advice, but as Ruby Ryder, it's on my mandatory list that you like pegging, but you know, it's kind of obvious why. I'm really, really, really out there with my kinks. I'm the sex educator. This is one of my passions. So rather than waste any time with vanilla types who we have a couple of dates, I tried this path actually, have a couple of dates, and then I tell them what I'm into, and they run for the hills most of the time. But see, that's not what you're doing if you don't have that laundry list. You have your fetish list there. So there you go. It was a long answer, but I feel kind of passionately about this because I get approached by so many men with the laundry list, and I am not a fetish delivery service, and I don't like being treated like one. And the vast majority of women who even have pegging on their fetish list get treated the same way a lot of the time, and it gets really, really tiresome. In fact, I know women who have taken it off their fetish list, even though they're open to it and they enjoy it, just so they stopped getting mail like that. So I know you're not sending out letters. So that's my take on your ad. Probably more information and more opinion than you thought you would get, but there you go. That's what I think. Thanks for writing in, and good luck to you. Hey, Ruby. So my wife and I have been pegging for over a year now, and I obviously love it. And while my wife likes it and gets off on it, she doesn't want to do it as much because it's relatively difficult for her. We have a Jacques harness and a Tantus vibrating fieldo, and my wife uses a small panty vibe on her clit to stimulate it. The panty vibe constantly needs readjustment, which is the cause of my wife's dismay. Can you please recommend a slightly larger double-ended vibrating dildo that will stimulate my wife's clit? I really appreciate any advice you can give. Thanks, I'm a big fan. So, yes, I absolutely can. And wow, that must be really frustrating for her. So here's the deal. The best double out there is not the Fieldo. The best double is the Fuse Tango. The criteria that it doesn't meet that you asked for is that it be a little bit bigger. It's not. It's actually maybe like an eighth of an inch smaller. In terms of diameter, the length, I think, is approximately the same, just a touch longer. However, what it does do really, really well is provide clitoral stimulation. It has an insert for a mini vibe that is so well placed that it's miles better than any other double out there that I've tried. So what you need to do is to get the Fuse Tango and combine it with the best mini vibe in the world, which is the Wee Vibe, and coincidentally, the name is the same, Tango. So it's easy to remember, Wee Vibe Tango and Fuse Tango. So that mini vibe, the Wee Vibe Tango, is waterproof. It is rechargeable, and it has like 8 different vibrational patterns and 3 different strengths of vibration. It's really powerful, and it's excellent. It does stick out of the hole just a little bit when you put it in, but that's actually a really good thing because that way it's easier to get out, to pull it out when you're done, and it's easier to hit the button on the bottom of that thing when you really need those vibrations to stop, like now, like right after you come, and it's like, turn the vibe off, right? So yeah, those two together are really a winning combo. I'll put the links for those in my Linkorama. Alrighty, let's go to the next letter. Recently purchased some quality adult toys for wife and me to begin our next adventure. What is a good opening to begin opening boxes and showing her what I bought? I purchased hers and his toys for stimulation of her clitoris and another so she can direct me to her G-spot. I bought for myself the next to largest Aneros prostate massager, along with some other brands that have variable speed vibrators installed. The toys I got for her also have variable speed vibrators. The small bullet should be fun to use as well. What I did not purchase yet are dildos and a strap-on. I wanted to wait on those and hopefully get her input to what she thinks will be fun to use. I will research strap-ons and dildos, but your advice as to brands would be good, saving some research time. Would you mind giving me some advice for introducing her to adult toys and strap-on dildos? I love her so much, and we have been together for 1 year short of 4 decades, and plan for another 4 decades as well. We are now in our mid-60s and still love PIV sex. And for any of those of you listening who don't know what that acronym is, it's penis in vagina. I purchased lots of lubricant for any dryness and easy insertion of these fun toys. I do not want to scare her or have her think I have lost my mind, but I'm not sure of any way to have a show-and-tell exhibition. I have bought many books from sex educators regarding sex for seniors. I hate that word, but the discounts are nice. She does let me wear panties in the house, which is always fun. She knows I really like my nylon full brief panties, but I follow her advice and her request not to wear them outside our home. We have never had children or anyone else living with us, so if we want to be naked or dressed in pretty panties, that is fine. I really am fortunate to have a wonderful woman for my wife. Before marriage, I told her of my love of panties, and she gave me my first pair, and now I have a couple of panty drawers in more than one dresser. She is also fine with the girdles and stockings I have been buying for years as well. I also shave my legs, but not my armpits, as she has asked me not to do so, so I comply. Once we get over having and using these new toys, I want her to learn to peg me, but I don't know where to start this next chapter of our love life. Eventually, I would really like her to learn to paddle my bare butt with a wooden bath brush. I have not felt that since being a bad little boy. I guess I still am. Once past the paddling experience, I want her to take a leather strap or leather belt to my bared butt while I am dressed in my panties. I have a very curious mind and want us to learn to play together. Thank you so much for changing the world one ass at a time, Ruby. Hope to join your group soon and help you keep the lights on. Your podcast has led to some very pleasant orgasms for me. Okay, so you have a bunch of toys that you bought that you would like to introduce her to. One of the first thing that comes to mind is to go to mojoupgrade.com. And I'll put the link for that in the Linkorama. What this is it's a place on the internet where you two go together and register there, and your profiles are connected, so you're a couple. But then you independently answer a whole bunch of questions about sexual activities that you are either interested in or not, or you think you might be interested in. So it runs a lot of different choices in front of you. You say yes, no, or maybe. And then what it does is it combines your answers. And it gives you a list of the things that you both said yes to and the things that one said yes and one said maybe. But if either one of you said no, then that is not going to appear on the list. And what it does is it gives you this brilliant list of things to explore without having to have all those super scary conversations one by one. And I say super scary, they don't have to be super scary conversations, but many times people experience them that way, especially when you've been married a really, really long time, you have a whole lot invested. And by the way, kudos to you two for being really still into PIV sex after 40 years of marriage. That's fucking awesome. I think it's a beautiful part of your story that she bought you your first pair of panties. And I commend you on telling her that panties were your thing before you got married. Nice job. So back to the Mojo upgrade. So those conversations, like you mentioned a bunch of things here. You mentioned, okay, you'd like to play with toys. You'd like to have the pegging. You'd like to have the paddling. And then maybe that can be increased to like leather straps and things and belts. So these are all things that are going to appear on that checklist, on those questions, as opposed to, well, oh, by the way, I'd really like to have you paddle me with a wooden brush with my panties on. Or, and by the way, I'd really like you to fuck me with a strap on. See what I mean? So that would be my first choices for you both to go there, because I think it might be a really fun thing. Good job on the reading about senior sex and getting lots of lubrication. That's excellent. Just make sure it's really good lube. And I'll put a link to what I consider to be the best lube out there, which is this liquid silk. There are also really good ones for the dryness sometimes encountered with older women. So I'll put a link to that one as well. I think that's called Slickwood Satin. In fact, I'm sure of it. It's like a personal moisturizer combination lube for women for their genital areas as they get older. So anyway, another idea I had is for you to say, well, you know, we still have awesome PIV sex, and this is really cool, but I'm starting to get curious about exploring other things, and I would like to explore a bunch of stuff with you. And the very first thing I'd like to do is explore playing with some sex toys. And I bought some sex toys, and so if you're up for it, What do you think about, like, every Wednesday I open up another box and we see if we like it or not? Because there's no requirement that whatever I bought you have to like, but wouldn't it be fun to play with them and see if we like them? So there's a way to kind of unthreateningly, if you will, approach her with the concept of sex toys. And yes, baby steps, one step at a time. First, the sex toys, and then the anal play. You don't mention if you two are doing any kind of anal play. So anal receptive play for you, I'm not sure if that's a new thing for you guys or not. But when you venture off into that territory, information is needed. Information about how much stronger it makes your orgasms, about how it is really good for a healthy prostate. And be excited about all this. Not shy, not like you have a disease that you need to share the news about. Be excited about it. I have a feeling that since she's already so open-minded about the panties and the girdles and the stockings and things, that this is just one more step. It's not going to be that big of a deal, but you can always send her, once you get to the point of talking to her about anal play and potentially pegging, you can always send her to podcast number 112. And that is the podcast where I speak to the women. And the situation would be something like, you just told her that you're interested in pegging, and now I'm going to give her all the information, accurate information. I'm going to correct the misconceptions and just present pegging with accuracy to let her decide if she's interested in it or not. But the special thing about that podcast is that I really emphasize the relationship. And clearly you guys have a wonderful relationship, which just warms my heart. So those are the suggestions I have for you to start with. And you are very smart to not buy that dildo and harness without talking to her first, because that's a kind of a personal thing. If she's going to wear it, it's awesome to let her pick it out. Maybe she'll pick out something really feminine where she can wear garters. Maybe she'll pick out something a little leathery and, you know, a little more hardcore. And maybe she will indeed embrace a bit of dominance and enjoy strapping your ass. So take it slow. Use those suggestions. If you have any more questions, please let me know, and good luck to you. Have fun. Hi, Ruby. My girlfriend is new to pegging, and so am I. The harness we purchased is painful for her to use, and I was wondering if you have a recommendation for a harness that is comfortable. I felt extremely bad after we were done, and she told me it hurt her. Told her to tell me next time. Thank you. So, yes, I absolutely have some recommendations for you. And this is a great example of buying a freaking cheap harness, and it's uncomfortable. I'm assuming you didn't spend a whole lot on it, because the best harnesses that are expensive are very comfortable. The main choice you have would be either fabric or leather. And the spare parts harnesses are all lovely and really, really comfortable, and range from sort of like boy shorts to panties with garters, to more of a strappy thing that leaves her lady bits exposed. All of those are very, very comfortable, as are the Aslan leather harnesses, the Jaguar and the Minx. That is soft, supple, buttery leather, and it's awesome. So either one of those choices, I'll put the links in the Linkorama for you, and you can check that out. And hopefully, when it's really comfortable for her the next time, she will want to peg you more and more. Okay, thanks for writing in. Hi, Ruby. I have only very recently discovered your site and podcast. It has been richly informative. I am a woman new to the pegging world. The gentleman I am dating has had this fantasy for years, but never had the opportunity to live it out. I was and am very interested, so I agreed. Our first time was good, though clumsy on my part. He thought I was beyond amazing. Second session, I think my technique improved because I felt much more comfortable pegging, and I can tell by his reactions that he was enjoying it immensely. I am incorporating some dom, but also a newer area for me, baby steps. So with this second session, which was so intense for both of us, almost had him in tears. I don't know how to process his reaction and my feelings. I have never been with someone I have had such a beautiful connection with. I think I fell in love with him at that moment. Is that crazy? I'm not sure what I'm trying to ask you, Ruby. I'm just trying to find words that fit this beautiful experience that I want to repeat over and over again. Sorry for my ramble. Thanks for your wonderful insight. Keep up the great work. That is an amazing letter. Wow. So it's a beautiful letter is what it is. The vulnerability really seems to have just captured your heart, and I totally get it. Vulnerability is such a powerful thing. So let me give you some information here. The tears are not an unusual thing. The G-spot and the prostate have a lot in common. And if you get a big group of women together and say, how many of you women out there have had an emotional reaction to having your G-spot stimulated? About a third of the women will raise their hands. This is true for men with pegging as well. It's just that no one talks about it because of our society's prohibition of tears for men. They don't feel comfortable talking about it. They don't feel comfortable even letting it happen to them sometimes. And it's such a beautiful thing. Who knows why it happens? It's not really important why it happens. The most important thing is that you handle it well when it does. Because when it happens, what you need to do is just be there for him with the tears. And it's totally okay. You don't need to fix anything. You don't need to do a lot of talking. And that kind of thing. So these tears are okay. So to reassure him that he's fine, if he has not experienced that before, he might think, oh my God, what is wrong with me? Why am I having tears? But also for you, you didn't do anything wrong. It is not an unusual reaction. So that's the first thing, is to reassure you of that. It's all completely normal and comes along with the vulnerability. The other part of what makes pegging feel so very intimate is because you're changing roles. So you mentioned how you were awkward the first time and how he thought you were amazing. Well, you were taking on the role that he usually does in sex, or, you know, stereotypical male performs, is the giver, and does penetration. So you get to do it this time. And when you switch roles like that, it deepens your understanding of the other person's usual role. So it gives you more compassion for what they usually go through when they are having sex. And that deepens intimacy. So I'm not surprised that the combination of the intimacy of the act as well as his vulnerability, vulnerability is so powerful that you fell in love with him in that moment. That's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I wanted to read it to my listeners because I know that other people experience this too. And men, you're totally fine. And women, yes, it's a beautiful thing. That vulnerability is just gorgeous. Oh my gosh. And I am going to play the music for you. In a belated way, because I know that was your second time, but you two deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. So, hey, pegging celebration time. I am a 30-year-old man from Australia who has just found your website and podcast. I am very new to the world of pegging and kink, but your show is great and very informative. I have so many podcasts to get through. I love listening to your voice. You are also a very sexy lady, and if you ever come to Australia, I would love to offer my ass to you. I've been doing extra squats, so it's extra firm. Laugh out loud. I also give a great massage. Keep up the great work, Jason. Jason from Australia, 30-year-old Jason from Australia. Thank you for your kind words about my podcast and my voice. Chances are not good that I'm going to come to Australia. And all kinds of guys offer me their ass. So while I'm flattered, I get this all the time, Jason. I am glad that you enjoy pegging and have found it. And I'm really thrilled that you enjoy my podcast as well. I know that your offer was meant in fun, and I will take it that way. Thanks for writing in. You know, the accent is a big pull. If I could afford to go to Australia, I might go just for the accent. I have to say that. And the extra squats thing, I think I would require photographic proof of that. Nonetheless, thanks for writing in, Jason. Guess what time it is again? Pegging celebration time. I got into anal play a while ago and enjoyed it, although the occasions were rare. A friend told me to listen to Savage Love Cast, which introduced me to pegging, which introduced me to Pegging Paradise. I went to an anal sex 101 and pegging workshop at the Pleasure Chest, which is an awesome place, picked up a jock harness and Vicskin spur. Anyway, I have a mutual friend who we like to explore, and one day out of the blue she starts playing with my ass. I'm getting turned on, and she can read that. I won't bore you with the rest of the session. Later that night, I asked her if she enjoyed playing with my ass, which she replied with a straightforward yes. So I brought up pegging, and she said sure. Next session was the time. Did the same prep as always. She put on the harness and did some foreplay, licking, kissing, biting. It was time to slide it in. I was so nervous, but she went nice and easy. Here is where I'm confused. I was a little nervous, but not overly, to my knowledge. I mean, I did get myself into this situation. When she entered, there was a bit of discomfort, but it soon subsided. But there was nothing else. No pain, no pleasure, just her pegging me slow, then faster, but no sensation change at all. We're going to try again, but I'm wondering if it's me or just isn't meant for me. I played the Pegging Celebration music for you, because you still qualify for it and you deserve it. Just because it wasn't everything you expected doesn't mean that it's not a celebratory moment the first time you get pegged. So, now let's talk about your surprise that there wasn't much sensation there. So here's the deal. Different men have different sensitivities in their prostates. So some men, let's just default right to my car metaphor. Some men have such sensitive prostates that really a drive-by, something sliding up next to their prostate is enough sensation and gives them a lot of pleasure and a lot of sensation from it. Some men need that side swipe where they've got to have some contact and they like sort of a gentle stroking or a gentle pressure on their prostate. And some men really like firm pressure on their prostate. These are the men who enjoy vibrations a lot of times. And also, if you get your fingers in there and really do some firm pressure, that's when you know that's what that prostate enjoys. I would encourage you to do some anal exploration with your partner and have her use her fingers and try those three things. You know, first just put her fingers in there and go by it, and then a little stroking, don't poke, but stroke, right? And then do really hard stroking and see if it makes a difference. The other thing is that beyond the sensitivity issue, there sometimes is a phenomena where the prostate sort of needs to be woken up a little bit. They speak about this in the Aneros forums, and also it is something that you run across in G-spots. So my personal experience with G-spot is that I fished around and I couldn't find it and I wasn't really impressed. But then I had a boyfriend who was a geek and he checked it out online and brought those skills to bed, and he was able to do something that gave me a lot of sensation. So part of it may be technique. Part of it may be that you just need more pressure on your prostate, or perhaps a toy with some vibration would be what I would suggest. But absolutely, you earned that pegging celebration music, and I can't wait to hear what happens next. I have heard of very rare cases of men who just really, it's like shrug the shoulders and yawn. It's no big deal. It's not like it's uncomfortable, but it's no thrill. They do exist, absolutely. Don't know why. Don't know why it's that way for those men and not for other men. Don't know why they don't feel the pleasure that some other men feel. But, you know, everybody's body is different. So check it out. Do a bunch of other things and see if you can crank up that pleasure a little bit. And see what happens, and let us know how it goes. This next email refers back to email 163, and this person is checking back in. I was daily checking your website since I've sent you my email. When the podcast will be published, I found it faster than I saw your email because this isn't my main one and I don't check it that often. Thank you so much for reading my story and all the things you've said in that podcast. It helped me a lot to clear some things up, but I think I should give you also a reply due to a lack of some information in my previous email. And then here he's answering some questions that I had. None of us is larger size. We're both in athletic shape, me and my mistress. Yep, I'm having an affair with this mistress, and my long-term girlfriend doesn't know about it at all, unfortunately. So I'm pretty sure I asked you that first question because you had asked about recommendations for equipment. And the last one, out of curiosity, I went back and I read your initial letter. And before I add anything, let me read the rest of your email, because there's a lot of it. Everybody settle in. A single day after I listened to your podcast number 163, several times the first day and several times afterwards, I've mentioned to her the whole pegging idea, but a bit more into a non-double-sided strap-on, so it could be worn by both to use it on one another, because I wanted to give her an idea what else we could do with it, and that it's not just for me. She was a bit insecure about it, so we continued to talk about it some other time. After a few talking sessions, she agreed. Later, we've made a selection of about 20 to 30 different strap-ons based on size, color, and shape. We discussed. We downed that list to one. We both decided for a two-sided, about 5.5 inches long, 1.25 inches wide purple strap-on, which has straps around waist and thighs. It isn't anything special, but we thought it's going to be great for beginners. And so I ordered one at her address, which was just a week ago, last Monday. We've also had an agreement to see each other at her place last weekend. I arrived late on Friday, around 11 p.m., she got off work late, but soon enough to jump under the shower before I came around. We've had a glass of wine and a smoke, and we finished in bed very soon. After the first round of sex, we just laid there in bed chatting. After a while, the strap-on was the main topic of the conversation. What, why, how, everything. But the discussion was positive. There wasn't a single negative thing about it from both sides. But later on, we decided to try it the next day. She wanted to bring it to the bed so we would get familiar with each other, ha-ha. We've just talked and discussed how she puts it on, how to insert it, how to keep it in, etc., but later fell asleep while watching a movie. As I woke up the next morning, she was giving me a handjob under the bed sheets. One thing led to another, and we were having a breakfuck. And then in parentheses he puts breakfast fuck. As we were laying in bed afterwards, she brought up the strap-on again. She asked if I wanted to try it, and gladly, I said yes. We had 2 unpleasant minutes of awkwardness while trying to put it on and in her, as we were both doing this for the first time. After she got it on, the next awkward thing happened, but she didn't take it as a bad thing, but rather as a funny thing that happened to us. After she got it on, she started to give me a prostate massage with her fingers. You could tell she was quite inexperienced at it, because she was a bit too rough. I told her to slow it down, and so she did. As a minute or two passed by, she started to massage me with 2 fingers. Oh my, that was something special for me already. But soon enough, the next awkward thing happened. How to perform strap-on sex. Well, it might look really simple in porn, but sure ain't simple in real life, no sir. After a few different positions, we finally found a way to do it. I was laying on my stomach, and she was having one leg between mine and one on the outside. That's just the way we found it most possible, but no one said most comfortable, ha-ha. As she tried to penetrate me for the first time, she didn't add enough lube, so I politely asked her for some more. After she added some extra lube, it was way better. As she slowly tried to insert the tip of the strap-on into me, I felt the pressure. Not the pain, but pressure. I didn't know if that was quite normal, but at that point I said to myself, I'll go with it. So she proceeded to penetrate me even further. And this is in really big letters, bolded, all caps. Fuck yeah. And he goes on to say, there's no feeling that can express the emotions, body feelings, sexual energy, the things that are going through your head. I even needed about 2 minutes to realize that I'm getting pegged right now. We did it for a while until I lifted my butt up so we were in doggy style. Well, the very last Saturday, I've seen the doggy style from the opposite side for the first time. It was amazing. No need to say how amazing it is to getting even a hand job while being pegged in doggy style. It was one of the greatest, if not the greatest of them all, sexual experiences I've ever had. Even though I didn't orgasm during the pegging, it still felt really intense and awesome. After the sex, we just laid in bed for 45 minutes, as we were both very exhausted. We later went to prepare the breakfast and chill out on the couch for some time. Some time only, or half an hour maybe, because after that we rushed back into the bedroom again. Yep, about an hour after pegging, she wanted to do it again, to peg me, and so we did, again. And after that, we seriously needed to take a rest, so we fell asleep in bed for about an hour. After we woke up, we just had regular sex with some other sex toys, this time for her. I put a gag ball into her mouth and a small purple butt plug in her butt as I was fucking her. I never said it out loud, but I just wanted to piss her off for later so she would return it to me when she would be pegging me, which happened only a few hours later. In the evening, we were watching a movie and then said we were going to bed. As I came out of the shower and got into the bed, she went into the bathroom. She came out in a black lacy body stocking. As she got into bed, she went on top of me immediately. After a few slow kisses and a small bit of grinding, we were having sex. She's really amazing in bed. And after I made her come, she insisted upon something again. Yep, a strap-on. I even thought to myself, wait, she's into it more than I am, since she's always making the first move since we got it in the mail. So she pegged me again. But this time I was the cow. I was the cow... Well, fuck it. I was the cowgirl this time, and it felt amazing. We finished on the position as I was laying on my back and she was holding my legs up. No need to say, I really came. A lot. Soon we went to sleep as we were both quite tired from all the sex we've had this weekend so far. Sunday morning, breck fuck again, strap on again. What the actual fuck? Is this madness or I'm still sleeping from Friday night? Oh my. We had a strap on breck fuck this time and it just got more and more amazing each time. We can apply different positions with the experience and the things just started to get really better and better. After we finished, we went to the kitchen to make ourselves breakfast. As the time for my leaving was coming closer, we were just sitting drinking coffee, slightly smiling to each other and discussing various topics, including progress in our sexual relationship. As I started to pack my bags to leave about 30 minutes before my ride, she dragged me into bed again. Just before she dragged me to bed, she put on her iPad some pegging porn. How the hell she even found it? As we were laying in bed and watching porn, she just said, she'll be back in 2 minutes. And yep, she was. She fucking was. With a black lacy body stocking and a strap on. She wanted to do me again for the last time before I leave. Oh, for fuck's sake. Even though I thought I had great sex, the best blowjob, the best sexual experience, awesome pegging sessions. Well, not like that. Black stockings, at least for me, changed things a lot. They like quadruple everything, including the lacy body and that purple dildo on her. But you know what aroused me the most? Her will to peg me and nothing else. Now, this farewell pegging session was something above all others. She even fucked me that good that I came buckets this time. You hear me? Buckets. This was just something unexplainable, something as I've never even thought of. Unfortunately, I had to take a really quick shower and I was off on my way. If someone would have asked me a year ago if I could ever imagine getting pegged in the next 365 days, I'd say there existed about a 0.01% chance. But I guess that it just happened. I don't know whether I'm that lucky, or is it really a fetish for women, but I indeed do know that without you, dear Ruby, it just wouldn't happen. As I started to listen to your podcast a few months ago on a bus while driving somewhere across the country in UK, I started to get my imagination going while listening to your advice. And after about 4 to 5 months, after I only started to listen to your podcasts and even hear them from number 100 to 167, it happened to me. And just to point out a thing or two here, or what I think had the biggest influence in the whole thing, please, please, please point out even more to the guys who want to get pegged that they should not be afraid to tell their partner. And always, always, always say it out in a positive way. Please don't be ashamed of it. It won't bring anything good from that point of view. And also, a thing that always kept me going, make sure that even your partner has something from it. Either it's another dildo the opposite way for them with the double, or at least a vibrator inside the harness. Thank you, Ruby. Again, I really appreciate for all you have done for me and the rest of the men here. As I drop the mic, please release the pegging celebration song. Hugs and kisses, Devlin. Pegging celebration time. Thank you so much for that story, and congratulations to you, sir. I really like your recommendations for the men listening. It does pay to tell your partner. It does pay to be really positive about it. And it also definitely pays to make sure that she is enjoying herself too, whether that is a vibrator within the toy while she's doing it, or that she just has lots and lots of orgasms before, after, or both. Those are all three really good suggestions. So I took a look at the strap-on that you bought, and it's not really a good toy. It is made out of substandard materials, so although it may have served you really, really well, I suggest that you get some better toys to play with, especially since your partner is so down with pegging you. That is such good news, and I'm really happy for you both. Sounds like she hit the ground running as soon as she figured out that she really liked it. It's like, couldn't keep her hands off your ass. I can relate. I can definitely relate. I have been that way. It's like, oh, don't leave yet. Let me bend you over one more time. So good for you that that worked out so well, and also that it felt even better each time. I would imagine that when you left, sitting in your car or the train or the bus or whatever it is, when you travel to her place, I would imagine that your ass was a little sore. That's a lot of pegging for a first time. The links that I'm going to put in the Linkorama for you, and I'm sure that these are available in the UK as well. I know that these toys are available in the UK, or if you would like to order them through Entice Me, we will ship there as well. These are the best, and it's going to be even more comfortable for her to wear, and there'll be the option for the clit vibe for her, and it should be really fun for you guys. And I know you're going to enjoy that other one probably a lot the next time you see her, maybe before you order the new equipment, but wow, great story. Thank you so much, and congratulations to both of you. That'll do it for this time. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcasts, my erotica, and the forum. You can also find my work at pegging101.com, where I have informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order any new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. And send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too obvious, too obscure, or too obtuse. My listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544, where the outgoing message will be a nice British-sounding lady and not my voice, sadly. Thank you for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.